CBS News Brief. CBS News has learned President-elect Trump is considering replacing Pete Hegseth, his embattled choice for defense secretary, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
DeSantis, during his 2024 presidential bid, pointed out frequently that he would have been the first military veteran to serve as president since George H.W. Bush.
Supreme Court takes up the hot-button issue of transgender rights today. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The case today involves whether a state can deny minors medical access to puberty blockers or whether that violates the Equal Protection Clause. The federal government has joined the side challenging the Tennessee law.
Crews in Pittsburgh searching for a grandmother who may have fallen into a sinkhole while she was looking for her cat. State Trooper Steve Lamont.
My heart bleeds for the family and the community around here, and hopefully we're able to get you some results.
Last seen Monday night, CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character, John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Packers head to Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to Detroit to play the Lions tomorrow night at Ford Field. The Lions now have 18 players on injured reserve, 13 of them defensive players. I asked running back Josh Jacobs, the only teams they've lost to are the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings, all playoff teams. At 9-3, do the Packers feel like a postseason contender?
I would say we're heading that way. To me personally, I feel like a lot of these games, even the games that was close for us, it's a lot of things that we kind of did. Whenever we lock in, as a team, feel like it's us versus us.
College basketball, the Badgers no longer undefeated. They lost in Madison last night, 67-64 to Michigan. The Badgers now 8-1. They face Marquette on Saturday. The Bucks with another win, 127-107 over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, proud of how Damian Lillard is becoming a vocal leader on the team.
Damian did a great job just having us in that mindset that we got to put the game away. This is where we become the team that we're trying to become.
The Bucks host the Hawks tonight with sports on Mike Clemens.
Day one. The hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Cloudy and windy today with light snow developing this afternoon. Temperatures are going to drop as well. We'll go from the 30s around midday into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, 13 with a wind chill below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
1670 AM, The Zone.
Well, get ready for a blustery Wednesday. Come on in, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here on the Midwest Farm Report, keeping you warm by the radio, because I'll tell you what, when the winds start to kick up around Wisconsin later today, temperatures are going to start to fall. Now, Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, warned us about this Canadian clipper coming in, but then I see the forecast. It's a little bit more intimidating. Today, we do have a chance of snow showers, probably later this afternoon. Cloudy skies today, highs near 36. But don't let that number deceive you. Winds are going to kick up out of the west, 15 gusting to 25, some gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. And that wind is going to stay around tonight. That means temperatures overnight, wind chill values between minus 10 and 0 at best. Then for tomorrow, sunny, but the winds stick around, still gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Daytime highs Thursday around 23. Friday, sunny and 29. Little bit of wind, but not as bad. Then Saturday, sunny and 39. Sunday, sunny and 45. We'll talk more about that. Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, on the way in about 15 minutes. So glad you're along with us. We've got a couple different irons in the fire for you this morning. I'm not sure exactly what direction we're going to go or how much time we've got. Stephanie Hoff has more details on how we ended the gun deer season around Wisconsin. The good news, the harvest numbers were up. I got a chance to visit with Anna Zeck yesterday from the Wisconsin State Fair Foundation. Plenty of great opportunities during the holiday season to remember family members, maybe show your commitment to the Wisconsin State Fair, and they've got the 100-year cream puff ornament if you've got somebody difficult to buy for. Anna and I visited about that, and I'm catching up with my buddy Ashley Hoon from the Stuffis Group as well. So hang on tight. We got a lot to cover and not much time to do it. Up next, talking about rural development and how it impacts Wisconsin, USDA trying to help. That story on the way.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump. Patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Rural development is something that seems to be always on our mind. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire. And I've got Basil Gooden. He's the undersecretary for rural development. Exactly. And we talk a lot in Wisconsin about the internet and getting that out. Sure. So what's something that you're thinking about that needs to be nationwide, I guess?
Sure. Well, I tell you, at USDA Rural Development, we look at a broad array of issues that really improve rural livability, that impact the everyday life of rural Americans. So we're the only federal agency specifically designed to address rural issues. And so we we think about a broad array of things, whether it's from housing to health care to child care, but certainly broadband, high-speed internet, that is tremendously important to the development of rural America. But really, what we also want to focus on today is our commitment to renewable energy and our commitment to reducing energy costs for farmers and ranchers across the country. And so really, really excited to announce that we have actually surpassed $1 billion of investment in through our Rural Energy for America program, impacting more than 7,000 people across the country, farmers, ranchers, small business owners in rural America, certainly made possible through the Inflation Reduction Act. And so very excited about the impact that it's making, reducing the cost for farmers and ranchers. And so we're excited about what we do in rural America, but we have a broad array of programs that we could talk about to this morning.
I'm always curious on where that focus comes from. Why do you pick what you pick to focus on?
Sure. So, yeah, we have a mandate actually from this administration, but also Congress. Work very closely with Congress, really knowing what's going on in their communities. We have more than 70 programs really designed to just improve the livelihood, whether it's creating jobs, improving the infrastructure, knowing that, again, infrastructure is a big, big component of farmers and ranchers being able to bring their commodities to market, but also the infrastructure is clean water, making sure that, you know, again, we have access to the water resources that they need. So we work with municipalities, elected officials, but we work with people right there on the ground in the communities, whether they need, you know, a first-time home buyer. So we have programs really designed to address all the issues related to economic development in rural areas. But again, health, safety, and well-being in rural America. That's what we focus on. We get our direction certainly from the administration, the president, but also members of Congress, and work very, very well with folks across the country and the municipalities as well.
When you brought up the renewable energy, are we looking farther into that to make it more accessible to more of the rural population?
What I will say is that our programs are oversubscribed. I mean, so yeah, so there's a big interest in these programs. And what I see across the country is the reduction in the energy costs for farmers and ranchers and small businesses, where they can utilize those funds in other aspects of either the operations or invest in their families. One thing that I really know, being from a rural area, being a beef cattle farmer from Virginia, one thing I know is that rural folks are very practical. And when you can show them how the reduced costs and they can see the benefits of these programs, they take these programs and really, really run with them. And so we're excited about the programs that we have that are invested in small communities and in farmers, ranchers, producers across the country. And I think that they're going to really, really make a tremendous impact going forward as well. Because, you know, once you see the reduction in the costs, these programs actually can provide up to 50% in grant money for the cost of the project itself. And so, again, when you really, look across the country, more than 7,000 people have taken advantage of this program. It really is making a tremendous impact, and it continues to be oversubscribed as well.
And now looking ahead after the election, change in administration, is that going to be a lot of the same focus to reach out to rural America and keep that population more connected, I guess?
Sure, yeah. So certainly we have a great team at Rural Development, really focused. And the thing that really that we appreciate is that our team is connected with the folks on the ground in the community. We have boots on the ground. We have people in every state. So they're part of their community that they serve. That will continue to go on. That will move forward. Rural Development is in a great position to continue to build on the great work that it has been doing for more than 40, 50 years. So, you know, Rural Development actually came out of the old Farmers Home Administration. And really, so carrying on the good work, being there in the communities, I don't see any of that changing moving forward. Really have rural America at top of mind, prioritizing the needs of rural America. I don't see any change in that type of work.
And we're chatting with Basil Gooden. He is part of the USDA Rural Development. He's an undersecretary. So we've talked a lot about about the energy. We've talked about the internet. But I hear you're out there helping out with that housing market, too.
Absolutely. And so the housing program is one of the largest components of our portfolio. What I want people to know is that we have programs that designed to, if someone is looking to get into their first home, we give direct loans to individuals, but we also provide guaranteed loans. What we know is that housing is far more than just shelter. It actually provides safety, economic development for families and communities as well. So we have a tremendous, tremendous housing program that is just changing the way rural America is able to really get into home ownership. And so we're excited about our housing program, asking people to look at housing, because that is a primary way of development, economic wealth in rural areas. So please look at USDA Rural Development. But we're also just doing tremendous things as well as with healthcare as well, investing in health centers, just really trying to improve the health and economic well-being of rural Americans.
With more people working from home, we're turning into more of those houses that need to have more access. Is that one of those factors that gets into the housing development? Hey, I'm going to be working from home. I need XYZ. Is that something that new homeowner can request and be able to implement into their house?
Sure. So what we learned actually coming through the pandemic is that people can work from anywhere. And what we want to do, certainly in rural America, is to capture that. We want to really bring people back home to our rural communities, or even keep people in our rural communities, and really provide opportunities for them to live in safe, decent, clean, affordable housing in their areas. But also recognizing, too, that broadband, high-speed internet, people have to be connected. Actually, just a couple of months ago, I announced that we invested about $173 million through our Reconnect program. That is focused on broadband. And we did that investment in about 10 states across the country. But we've invested in all states throughout the life of that program. It's called Reconnect. But recognizing that we do need safe, clean, decent, affordable housing, but also the technology, the connectivity, and that's what we're focusing on. We're working with other partners in the federal government, like the Department of Commerce, we're working with many agencies to really provide high-speed internet in these rural areas. So we have partners across the federal government to help us address these rural issues.
Where could we find out more about the housing in the USDA rural development?
So, yes, if you can hop online, if you go to USDA Rural Development, RD, Rural Development, it will show you all of our portfolio of programs. Again, we have more than 70 programs focused on everything, again, from renewable energy, housing, but also meat and poultry processing, fertilizing, things that really, really enhance the livability in rural America. So the way that people can find out information about it is go online. It's RD. USDA.gov. Excited about the programs that we offer. We, again, have people in all the communities, rural communities across the country, and we do some exciting work, and we really, really improve rural livability across the country.
And being from Wisconsin, there's an awful lot of rural out there, so always good to find out more about the connecting with the USDA and rural development. And that was Basil Gooden. He's an undersecretary for rural development, part of the USDA. And I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Friend and stood and looked at me. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, either that or he's got to go out one way or the other.
Yeah, well, not.
But see, that's what I wondered. I was talking to Stu before, and I lose him every once in a while. We'll have to check that signal up. But the bottom line is, talk text lines open for you if you want it. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Do I have you back, Stu?
We're here. Oh. We're all good.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit. This wind is just starting now, but it's going to be with us for a while, hey?
It's going to kick up and be pretty strong. Southwest initially and then becoming northwest. Wind gusts today, 35, 40, and 45 miles per hour. Wind advisories all across the state from the far northwest through the southern and eastern parts of the state. Some in effect until like 3 a.m. tomorrow morning at Park Falls, till 9 a.m. at Eau Claire, until midnight, starting up at 11 today, until midnight tonight from La Crosse, Mauston, Madison, Beaver Dam, Fond du Lac, that area. We're just going to have very, very strong winds tapping into cold air, and it's going to drive those temperatures down. At times, it could mix with a little freezing rain, just a short time in the west, more likely just a little light snow blowing around later today and tonight, and then colder temperatures to wrap up the week, warming in the weekend. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Cheese, sausage, and advent calendars, keeping my friends at Bavaria Sausage busy these days. Fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke reminding you, if you want to put a smile on somebody's face, if you want to make sure that client knows how valuable they are to you, then do your shopping at Bavaria Sausage. Old recipes, new labels, and everything holiday in their store. At the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. Always open online at BavariaSausage.com, where you'll see 12 options when it comes to gift boxes. If you don't see what you like, they're happy to custom create your package. But remember again, if they're mailing it and you want it to arrive by Christmas, they need that order by December 8th. The holiday spirit is alive and well at Bavaria Sausage, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, or online, BavariaSausage.com. Old recipes, new labels at Bavaria Sausage. All right, buddy, let's have that forecast.
All right. Windy, windy, windy. That's the story today. Winds become northwest and temperatures even fall in the west and north here later today. A little light snow, not even a half inch, but blowing and could cause little travel problems and visibility. Temps still pushing up into the 30s today, dropping in the west, down in the low double digits or upper single digits overnight. Some sun tomorrow, but a lot cooler. Very upper teens and low 20s. And Friday, more sunshine back up into the 20s, Pam. How about that weekend into the 30s, I see in southern Wisconsin, we could be in the mid-40s come Sunday.
So, how crazy. It's just crazy. All right, Stu, we'll wait and see what the verdict is tomorrow on all this changing weather. But like you said, hang on to your hat today for sure.
Yep, absolutely. That wind is going to be a big deal.
All right, Stu Muck, ag meteorologist with our Compere Financial Ag Weather Update. Thanks for your talk text line messages as well. Keep them coming. It's all brought to you courtesy of Compere Financial, your financial partner. Find more at Compere.com on a windy Wednesday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with...
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear...
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has learned President-elect Trump is considering replacing Pete Hegseth, his embattled choice for defense secretary, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
DeSantis, during his 2024 presidential bid, pointed out frequently that he would have been the first military veteran to serve as president since George H.W. Bush.
Supreme Court takes up the hot-button issue of transgender rights today. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The case today involves whether a state can deny minors medical access to puberty blockers or whether that violates the Equal Protection Clause. The federal government has joined the side challenging the Tennessee law.
Crews in Pittsburgh searching for a grandmother who may have fallen into a sinkhole while she was looking for her cat. State Trooper Steve Lamont.
My heart bleeds for the family and the community around here, and hopefully we're able to get you some results.
Last seen Monday night, CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're in the Milwaukee area and looking for live holiday entertainment, run, don't walk, to see A Christmas Carol at the Pabst Theater. The Dickens classic is one of the most well-known Christmas stories ever, and as usual, is put on by the Milwaukee Rep. Because of a few harrowing moments, recommended ages are 6 and above, but word on the street is they aren't checking IDs. Tickets start as low as $15, and at those prices, you can't afford not to check it out. You might think being nominated for an Academy Award is a big deal. For most people, it would be, but not Samuel Jackson. Jackson was nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category for his role as Jules in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Jackson told the AP that people barely remember who won, much less who didn't, when it comes to nominations. Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Packers head to Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to Detroit to play the Lions tomorrow night at Ford Field. The Lions now have 18 players on injured reserve, 13 of them defensive players. I asked running back Josh Jacobs, the only teams they've lost to are the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings, all playoff teams. At 9-3, do the Packers feel like a postseason contender?
I would say we're heading that way. To me personally, I feel like a lot of these games, even the games that was close for us, it's a lot of things that we kind of did. Whenever we lock in, as a team, feel like it's us versus us.
College basketball, the Badgers no longer undefeated. They lost in Madison last night, 67-64 to Michigan. The Badgers now 8-1. They face Marquette on Saturday. The Bucks with another win, 127-107 over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, proud of how Damian Lillard is becoming a vocal leader on the team.
Damian did a great job just having us in that mindset that we got to put the game away. This way we become the team that we try to become.
The Bucks host the Hawks tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Cloudy and windy today with light snow developing this afternoon. Temperatures are going to drop as well. We'll go from the 30s around midday into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, 13 with a wind chill below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope.
To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The ocean with them, with some of those stats and some of those numbers.
And now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, did you open up your pocketbook yesterday on Giving Tuesday? So many organizations, foundations, groups that definitely use your monies, I'm sure. Wisconsin State Fair Foundation's one of those groups. I talked about it yesterday with Anna Zek. She's their executive director, and they've got some really unique ways that you can commemorate a family member, great gift-giving ideas, and just some super ways to make a lasting impression on the Wisconsin State Fair. It's not just about yesterday, Giving Tuesday. It's kind of through the holidays. Season and really year round. We'll talk a little bit about that with Anna. That's on the way. Welcome back, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Tickled to have you along with us on a Wednesday. We're also taking a look at the harvest numbers from Wisconsin's gun deer season. Thank goodness the numbers are up this year. And I say that because I think anybody that drives rural roadways in Wisconsin or any roadways for that matter knows that we've got a very healthy population that needed to be thinned back. Stephanie Hoff's got that story for us on the way. So today is the fourth day of December. What can I tell you? Let's see. First Sunday paper was published on this day back in 1791. It was called The Observer. It was a British newspaper, the first newspaper in the world to be published and read on a Sunday. Led Zeppelin broke down, or should say disband, probably not a good phrase for the band, on this day back in 1980. The old Pan Am ceased to exist back on this day in 1991. Lots of happy birthdays. Happy birthday to actor Jeff Bridges, 74 years young today. Marissa Tomei, she is 59. Tyra Banks, she turned 50 today. And Jay-Z, he is turning 55. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com, a fantastic website that will give you all kinds of information and entice you with all kinds of great items. And remember, if you're ready to start talking about an auction of your own or you've got questions, always feel free to pick up the phone and give them a call. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group. A lot of business already conducted, and now you're racing for the tape to the end of the calendar year, Ashley, with plenty of sales yet to come, right?
Yeah, that's so true. So just right now what we have is 85 auctions here the month of December, and we kind of broke that down into X amount of different things. So, for instance, we've got 88 combines that are going to be sold in this month. 274 tractors. That's a big number. You think about if you're looking for a tractor of some kind, of course, all shapes and sizes there. And I thought this was kind of relevant. 27 snowblowers, so that'll be in season to sell. And 59 planters, so a lot of opportunity there as well.
And you also took a look back at how prices are trending. For people that are a little anxious about either what they're going to pay or what they're going to receive, you said the market still remains pretty vibrant, huh?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. You know, there's some deals on the really late model things. Of course, but if I go back to the top 10 things that were sold in October, and what we're trying to do now is just not put your 9770 combine, and then we sold a million of those. So we're trying to pick out things that sold well that's kind of rare or out of the ordinary. And, for example, we sold an 85 International cab over truck semi, had a sleeper on it, but absolutely mint. I don't know if this guy stored it inside or whatever, all polished up, brought $40,000.
Wow.
and you know what? There was a day when you couldn't give those things away. So, you know, it just tells you care and condition. You keep stuff nice, and people are going to pay you for it when it comes time to sell.
What other items jumped to mind in the October or since sales?
Yeah, oddly enough, we sold a Zamboni for $33,000.
Now there's
don't
a
sell them every day. On the big tractor side, we sold a 2016 model Cat Challenger. It was an E model, so it was with the big man engine in it. $2,500 brought $207,000. Oddly enough, 3 weeks later, we sold a 2014, which would be the previous model, but a Cat engine and no emissions, sold for $315,000.
Wow.
So just
wow.
Think about that difference.
Yes.
There are winners and losers when it comes to what people want and don't want.
Right. Yeah. How much do I want to have to fool around with things has a percentage of that sale for sure. And you're still feeling pretty confident that that market is out there. Like you said, just take care of things.
I am. And a lot of our auctions are nice farm retirements. So you get the opportunity to buy stuff right off the farm. That's what farmers want to do.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else you want to think, share with them right now? Ashley, like I said, I know that people are starting to think about end of the year purchases. The bank book might not have been as flush this year as previous years, but there's still always those deals out there.
Yeah, there really is. And we'll just have to watch and learn what happens here in the next couple of weeks. I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about in January as far as where the market is and where it's going.
Remember, if you're looking for any end-of-the-year purchases or you have something that you need to replace, the Steffes Group can help you do just that. Like Ashley said, they're always looking for sales that take care of their equipment. Find out more. Take a look at it all online. Steffesgroup.com, STEFFESgroup.com, or pick up the phone and give them a call. If you're looking for something specific, 800-726-8609. That's Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Well, I know a lot of people opened up their wallets yesterday on Giving Tuesday. We'll be getting tallies, I'm sure, from the Wisconsin FFA Foundation, for example, a lot of our area humane societies and other organizations. The Wisconsin State Fair Foundation was busy yesterday accepting donations. Anna Zeck is the executive director of the Wisconsin State Fair Foundation, and she said, despite the fact that they had great success yesterday during Giving Tuesday, she reminds people that the foundation has some unique opportunities for people to recognize family members, recognize their own efforts when it comes to the state fair and their dedication to its success.
So we do have opportunities. There's so many great organizations to support, you know, at year end. But, you know, we're just especially thankful for those who, you know, have a special place for the fair in their heart. One of the ways that people can support the fair, we have many different budget levels through our Friend of the Fair membership program. Our membership levels start at 50 and go up to 1,000. And they include, you know, not only our Wisconsin State Fair official ornament of the year, but a lot of different great benefits that are specific to different levels. We also have opportunities for people to, you know, commemorate a special anniversary or milestone or family member by sponsoring a personalized picnic table that will be placed in Central Park or the amphitheater areas, or even a special commemorative bench that, you know, you can find all around the fair park. So those kinds of things are going on. We also have a little, we're just calling it a mini auction today. Senator Herb Kohl was the founder of the Milk House. So people have the opportunity to sit in his center court seats at a Bucks game coming up in January. You know, it's just a fun little way for people to bid and support the foundation as well.
Anna Zeck, she is the executive director of the Wisconsin State Fair Foundation. Now, if you're intrigued, you'd like to find out more about all the donor opportunities, you can jump on their website, WSFP, like Wisconsin State Fair Park, WSFPFoundation.org. If you're interested in those Bucks tickets, well, they are going to be accepting bids on those Bucks tickets until December 6th. So all about giving at this time of the year, right? Well, the markets are giving us some trouble this morning in Chicago. Right now, we've got March corn down a penny at 431. We've got January soybeans down 9, currently at 983. The March wheat is down 2.5 now at 545. July new crop down 2 at 560 a bushel. Better day for dairy yesterday. Barrel cheese gained 4.5 cents to 165. 40-pound block cheese was up 3.25 at 167. The AA butter, that gained 2.75 cents to close at 252.25 per pound. Fluid milk contracts, they are holding firm this morning. We've got January Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 20 cents right now, 1884 a hundredweight. Well, it's been a long time coming, but tomorrow, the Wisconsin Farmers Union is inviting the general public to their Market on the River. This is a part of the Wisconsin Farmers Union headquarters in Chippewa Falls. What they did is renovate a historic building in downtown Chippewa Falls right along the river and turn it into their headquarters, as well as a beautiful community space with venue spaces, a food hall. There's some retail space there, also residential area there. So they are ready to celebrate the final phase of Market on the River. And that's going to be happening tomorrow in downtown Chippewa Falls, which the Wisconsin Farmers Union has called their headquarters since the beginning of that organization. Congratulations to everybody that put in all the hard work and effort to make this project come to pass. We'll keep you up to date on that and more. Next, we're talking about the successful gun deer season in Wisconsin. Stephanie Hoff will join us on a Wednesday morning with all the details from the Wisconsin DNR.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last week, we discussed the president's broad powers and some limitations to issue a pardon. But can a U.S. president pardon him or herself? Former President Trump tweeted in 2018, "I have the absolute right to pardon myself," and he discussed that possibility after the January 6th insurrection, according to the New York Times. Professor Michael J. Conklin of Texas A&M Law School and Angelo State University examined law review articles on self-pardons and conducted his own survey of 95 law school faculty around the country. He found that while a slight majority of scholars think that answer is no, it's far from definitive. One legal principle dating back back to the 1500s, states, "No one is judge in his own cause." Some point to the Constitution's language giving the president authority to pardon any citizen, except in cases involving impeachment. Others cite a U.S. Justice Department memo after Watergate, which concluded the president cannot self-pardon. Yet other experts say the Constitution inherently opposes self-dealing. In U.S. versus Wilson, Justice John Marshall wrote, "A pardon is an act of grace proceeding from the power entrusted with the execution of laws. One cannot bestow grace upon oneself." One thing on which most scholars do agree, if such a pardon were to occur, it would ultimately be decided upon by the U.S. Supreme Court. We have links to these discussions at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
"This is a type of blood cancer."
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This past week for a gun deer hunt that wasn't supposed to be as bountiful as it was, given how late it fell on the calendar. DNR deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel says the deer harvest, which tallied nearly 190,000 deer, was up 5% from last year and 1% from the five-year average. What drove these numbers? Jeff dives into it.
I guess what makes it unique this year is that the factor that we expect to influence the gun season harvest is that we had the latest possible opener that we can have on the calendar. And that usually has a negative effect on the harvest compared to the previous year, and that didn't happen this year. And it's a combination of we had a down harvest last year to begin with, and so it was a little easier to beat it. But we also, coming off of a mild winter last winter, that helped too. And so hunting opportunity or harvest opportunity was a little better this year.
We haven't talked about the weather. How did that play a role this time around?
Opening weekend weather was very comfortable in a nice hunting weather, except for the lack of snow. And so I think everybody said, boy, it was a great opening weekend. Too bad we didn't have snow on the ground. But when the weather's that comfortable, it also leads to both hunters and deer not necessarily moving a lot during daylight hours. So it can negatively affect deer sightings. And that's part of being further away from the rut. You know, deer maybe just weren't moving. But then after Monday, up north, we got snow on the ground in a good chunk of the northern part of the state. And then other areas got snow from Thanksgiving on. And that part was great. But it also came with windy, cold, wind chill weather that made hunting less comfortable. So some hunters may have opted out because of that, but the hunters that were out there, it lended hunters to do more active hunting. They maybe stay comfortable and warm. That gets deer moving. And so we did see an increase in the deer harvest rate later in the season, and I think the weather helped out with that.
Now, success did vary by region. The Central Farmland Zone, for example, put up some strong numbers this year. Jeff, what highlights did you see depending on the region?
Sure. Well, the central farmland zone of the state really is our, you know, quote unquote deer factory now. It has the most deer. It generates the most harvest. It's a large area of the state as well. And so when that area does well, that influences the state numbers in a positive way. And to me, what I look at in the central and in the southern farmland, more so than the buck harvest trend, is the antlerless deer harvest trend, because we've been challenged with getting an adequate antlerless deer harvest accomplished in the farmland zones for quite some time. And so we did see an increase in the central farmland in the antlerless harvest, which was good. Still not right where we needed to be, but we'll take it. That was in a positive direction. And the central forest zone, which is a small area region of the state, has been pretty stable over the last decade. And I think the increase we saw there really was just related to the conditions. I think they had really good hunting conditions, and that influenced that area. the northern forest, we kind of anticipated the buck harvest was going to be similar to last year. It was a little bit behind, and that was they probably see more of the influence of both the late opener, but also the mild winter last year. And so those two things probably counterbalanced each other. And that low harvest we had in 2023 probably contributed to some of the older bucks that were showing up in the harvest this year. So even though the buck harvest wasn't an increase in the north for the gun season, it had increased quite a bit during the archery season, you know, leading up to the gun season. And talking to some taxidermists up north, there's been a lot of comments about a lot of really nice, you know, large antlered deer coming in this year. So that's a combination of the mild winter and the fact that there probably was some carryover from last year. So some older bucks in the population.
It wasn't just the deer harvest numbers that were up this year. License sales were slightly higher. Deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel says the demographics are also changing a bit. Instead of new hunters being the kids that have been introduced by their parents, more adults that haven't hunted before are entering the mix. Jeff says people want to have a connection to where their food comes from, and hunting is a meaningful way to do it. And another interesting stat before I let you go, it was the safest gun deer hunt in four decades. Only one non-fatal firearm accident across the entire state, and that's with over 500,000 people participating. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
For some families, there is no greater pain than having to talk about transitioning the farm. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I rarely borrow from a competing ag medium, but today's show involves some Farm Journal research about farm transition planning. They presented highlights during a recent webinar, which also featured a Canadian farm transition expert, Elaine Fraze.
Conflict avoidance and procrastination is killing agriculture. Talk does not cook rice. You have to act.
Fraze says the Farm Journal study found only about a quarter of the succession talks going on were being led by the younger generation.
Newsflash, older people listening to this, we are not trying to push you off of your farm. But what we are trying to do is push you towards action so that the equity and the cascading of wealth can be starting now with a warm hand, not a dead one.
Fraze says you won't know how the transition conversation will go until you try it.
What's the one thing you as a young farmer, older farmer, are going to do to get clarity and stop making assumptions about what everybody else in your family thinks, feels, needs, and wants? And it's only a conversation away, and you don't have to do it by yourself.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN and W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.